It's homecoming at Montezuma High School on 1410 KGRN. We're talking to the homecoming court, and Connor Van Zee joins us now. And Connor, how's it feel to be elected to the court this year?
Oh, it feels pretty good.
Great. And what's your favorite part about homecoming week?
I'd say just like everybody, like the school getting together, I guess, and having like the pride for, obviously it goes with like all the other sports and just like the school in general, but then like Friday nights for the football game, like it seems like there's always a bunch of people there and supporting.
Yeah. What do you feel like that football game is going to be like, especially homecoming week?
So homecoming is always like a special game, I guess, because like everybody's there and everybody's like super excited. We just had a big week of games and stuff, and there's a lot of pride, so I feel like it's always like you're almost playing harder for that game.
Yeah, of course. So tell me about all the activities, sports that you're involved with.
I'm in football, golf, and baseball.
And how do you feel about football season so far? I mean, you're number one team in the state.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a long journey this year, like working in the summer in the weight room and stuff, and I feel like we've came a long way.
Yeah. What's it been like for you coming in, knowing, you know, you lost a lot of guys, but you had Eddie coming back, but you've had to step up to be a supporter not only on offense but on defense as well. How's that felt to see that increased role?
It feels good. I knew that we had, after last year, I knew we had a lot more to prove and that, like, last year wasn't the best that we could do and just wanted to come out better, bigger and stronger this year.
And of all the sports you played, do you have, like, a favorite one?
Yeah, I'd say football.
Football?
Yep.
Okay. So tell me about your family.
I have two sisters and a younger brother.
What are their names?
Carissa, she's in Iowa now in college. It's her second year. And then Madison, she's a sophomore this year. And then my little brother, Kason, is in kindergarten this year.
Okay. And what about your parents? Tell me about them.
My dad works at Pellicorp, and then my mom is an agent at Grinnell Mutual.
Okay, cool. And so what do you want to do after you graduate here from Monty?
I haven't decided for sure, but I thought about going to a trade school or going to like a welding school or something like that.
Have you done welding before?
I've done a little bit where I work now, but not a ton.
Okay, but that's something you like to explore. I mean, we need more welders. We need welders. We need those trade positions like that, electricians, those type of things, you know. So that's very, very crucial. So is it hard to weld? How would you describe the difficulty in doing it?
Obviously, I haven't done a ton of it, but, like, there's a lot more math and stuff that goes into it than people think, but in, like, being able to hold your hand steady, I guess. But, yeah, it's not easy. It's something that comes with, like, skill and just practice.
Yeah. When you say math, how do you have to use math with welding?
If you're putting pipes together or something like that, for how long they need to be and then how much you're going to take off, like when you weld them together, and then because you're going to add an eighth of an inch and stuff like that.
Okay. So see, math does come in play in everything. So Connor, if you could meet any celebrity, anybody beyond your wildest dreams, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, I'm not sure. Probably Mark Wahlberg, maybe.
Okay. What's one of your favorite movies for him?
Oh, Lone Survivor. That's a good movie.
Fair enough. Well, Connor, it's great visiting with you. Enjoy homecoming and best of luck in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Connor Van Zee with us here. It's the homecoming interviews at Montezuma High School on 1410 KGRN.